Trump's triumphal arch approved by federal commission. A commission has approved President Donald Trump's triumphal arch just outside of Washington, a key step toward making the project a reality. The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts on May 21 unanimously gave the green light to a design for the 250-foot arch, according to the Associated Press. Trump proposed the monument as a way to commemorate America's 250th birthday. It's expected to be modeled after the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, which is shorter at 164 feet tall. Plans call for a torch-bearing figure resembling Lady Liberty at the top of the arch. Two eagles would be placed near the top. There were initially going to be four lions at the base, but that plan has been scrapped. A public observation deck at the top would provide 360-degree views of the surroundings. The phrases "One Nation Under God" and "Liberty and Justice for All" would be inscribed prominently on the monument. It's set to be placed on a man-made island located on the Virginia side of the Potomac River near the Memorial Bridge. The arch would create a permanent landmark in a city already defined by monuments such as the Lincoln Memorial, Washington Monument, and the Jefferson Memorial. At 250 feet, the structure would be significantly taller than the Lincoln Memorial, which is 99 feet tall, and roughly half the height of the Washington Monument, which is 554 feet tall. It also builds on Trump's agenda to revitalize and beautify Washington by replacing what he described as tired grass, damaged signage, and worn street medians. Another one of his projects is rehabilitating the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool, painting its interior in what Trump has described as American flag blue. The president's arch plan has encountered some pushback. A group of veterans filed a federal lawsuit alleging that Trump lacked congressional approval for the plan. Public Citizen, a nonprofit representing the veterans, criticized it as a vanity project. They said it would also obstruct the view between the Lincoln Memorial and Arlington House, which serves as a memorial to Confederate General Robert E. Lee. According to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, the height is intended to commemorate the nation's 250th anniversary. She described the project as an architectural masterpiece meant to celebrate American history and foster patriotism across political lines. Great nations build beautiful structures that cultivate national pride and love of country, and this triumphal arch should be a project that all Americans, all political persuasions, can support, she said. Trump first announced the arch proposal in October 2025. "I finally get good news," the president said on May 21st when informed by a reporter that the commission approved the project. He said it does not need congressional approval since it is being built on federal land. "We don't need anything from Congress," he said.